You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola Inkney with your local newscast. Teton County has been without an assisted living facility for over 3 years now, and many seniors who need this kind of care are leaving the community. One new nonprofit, Teton Assisted Living, is trying to change this, but it may still be an uphill battle. As KHOL's Hannah Mersbach reports, the next step is acquiring land.
The nonprofit is aiming to partner with local governments and the private sector to get donations. Teton Assisted Living board member David Ogier says the model will work if the group can acquire land basically for free.
No mortgage, no debt.
He says Northern South Park would be a prime location. Local officials recently approved regulations for developing housing on the 200 acres. And Ogier says even 5 of those acres would fit the bill for an assisted living facility.
Ideally, we would love to be, close to food and doctors and schools and bus stops. But we're not ruling out anything. If a generous philanthropic person wanted to throw some acreage at us, we would probably look at about any location.
He says recent focus groups prove that there is a need for folks who do need some assistance, but don't need to be in a full nursing home. Teton Assisted Living's target is to get a facility up and running around 2027, though their priority is getting it right the first time. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
Governor Mark Gordon announced yesterday that the state construction department will draft a set of rules that will allow gun owners to carry concealed firearms in state-run facilities. That includes the state capitol, annex, libraries, museums, public schools, and healthcare facilities, among others. Secretary of State Chuck Gray spoke during a state building commission meeting on Wednesday. He said that his office staff have expressed safety concerns after a security contract for the Hirschler State Office building wasn't renewed.
And I just think it's really important that we take some action and allow this concealed carry, because there are a lot of people in our office that want to carry and feel that that's important with the threats out there here in the year 2024.
This development comes 3 weeks after Governor Gordon vetoed a similar bill that passed the legislature by a wide margin in this year's budget session. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola Inkney.